Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Well done. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to PGN Prophetic Grace Network. I am one half of your host, Terrence. My wife will be absent tonight. Well, she may join us a little later. She has some things she had to attend to today, and she's still not back home. So we just pray for her traveling grace and her safe arrival back to the house. Back to me. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for yet another day, Lord. We thank you again for an opportunity to express our love to you, Father God, express our gratitude, Lord, to let you know how wonderful you are and how honored we are, Lord, to be in your presence right now, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for showing up in our lives. We just thank you for being here with us tonight, Lord, to give us instructions on our lives, Father God. Give us direction for our lives and give us interpretation and revelation, Father God. And we thank you for the prophetic word tonight that will go forth. And Lord, we just prepare our hearts right now. We prepare these grounds, Lord. We prepare our minds to receive what you have for us, Father God, to be refreshed tonight, Father God. We declare and decree tonight, Father God, that the problems we are having in our lives are no more problems. They are situations. They are tasks. They are obstacles, because we can do all things through you, that which strengthens us, Father God. And we know that, Lord, whatever we're in right now, you're preparing us for our next. And so, Father, we stay focused on what's to come, Father God. We stay focused on your word, Father God, and we stand on your word, and we live our lives in faith based on the word that you've given us, Father God. For you said greater works that these should do, because we have not yet seen, but we believe. And so, Father God, we believe that you are the creator of all things. We believe that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. We believe that you are a savior. We believe that Jesus came to earth and gave his life, died, but rose again from the dead. We believe that through his death and resurrection and the shedding of his blood, that we have been redeemed and that we have an advocate pleading our cases on our behalf in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your power. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for your presence tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. 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 Hallelujah. We thank you. We always have something to be thankful for. We always have something to give gratitude for. We always have something to praise you for. We always have something to worship you for. We always have something to give in Jesus' name. So, Father, we just thank you tonight that you shed the light on what we need to give. You shed the light on what we need to give in Jesus' name, so that we can be pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that as your word goes forth tonight, Father God, that we receive and that our lives will change and never be the same again, that we will begin to develop the mind of Christ. We will begin to develop on how to live like Christ. So, Father, we thank you for loving on us. We thank you for loving on us. We thank you for loving on us in spite of. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm excited tonight. I'm always excited. Every day I'm excited. You know, it's just good to know that we are in a good place. And when I say being in a good place, it's being in the place of knowing, That's the place that we need to be in consistently. That's the place we need to be in all the time, knowing. What do you mean by that, Terrence? Well, okay, we have to know who God is. We have to know what God has done. We have to know that he loves us. We got to know what love is. It's to love him is to know him. To love him. So God is love. So as you grow in your faith and you are growing in your ministries and you begin to see these things that you believe God for, it then reassures you and it gives you more confidence in him. And so I speak a confident anointing tonight. I speak a confident anointing tonight on the body of Christ, that we begin to walk in confidence, that we begin to walk in knowing that whatever comes our way, that God will use it and he'll work it for my good. We got to know these things. So Lord, we receive the knowing anointing. We receive the confident anointing, that we walk in confidence. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm excited again. I can't help it. Woo! I was over in Matthew 25 and I played this song. The Lord told me to go to Matthew 25. 23. And Jesus said, his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Let me read that from the Amplified because I know that's what my wife would do. And so I'm going to go there. Amplified reads, his master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of many things. Share in the joy of your master. Wow. You know, lords have as an authoritative position. And so back in those times, you know, they would call their superiors my lord. And they would serve their superiors because they understood order in the kingdoms. And so the kingdoms that are here on earth are got their designs and how to build from the kingdom of heaven. That's why Jesus says he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so for your Lord to tell you, well done, you know, and when you're serving your Lord and you're helping the cause for what your Lord has designed and has put out, you're helping fulfill that cause. And so you helping fulfill that call would be pleasing in the sight of our Lord. And our Lord, because he said that you're a good and faithful servant. And so not only are you doing the good works of the Lord, you're keeping your faith. Two, you're being faithful to the word of the Lord. Being faithful to the word of the Lord by doing those good things. So the Lord says, because you've been faithful over a few, or as the Amplified would say, faithful and trustworthy over a little, he said, because of that, I'm going to put you in charge of many things. And then you can share everything that I own with me. You can share in the joy of the Lord. Sharing in the joy of the Lord. And so us being faithful right now over the few, over the little that we have. You know, I was having a conversation with my baby boy the other morning on the way to school. And we always have prayer. And so my daughter prayed, and it was his turn. And he said he didn't have anything to say. And I was like, oh, okay. You got nothing to say. All right. I said, but you always, if you can't think of anything to ask God for, because we always tend to pray asking God for something. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with asking. You ask and you shall receive. But I said, we always can tell the Lord thank you. We always can tell the Lord thank you. And so I began to recite a prayer, and he repeated it. But it was a thank you prayer. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Thank you, Lord, for breath in my body. You know, the simple things. These things that we look at as simple, but they're crucial. They're crucial to spreading the kingdom. Because if you don't have breath in your body and you ain't put no seed in the ground concerning the kingdom, there won't be a harvest. There won't be a harvest concerning the things of the kingdom. And so we need the breath in our body. You know, how are we going to write books? How are we going to do internet shows? How are we going to gather in the buildings? How are we going to continue to spread the gospel if we are not alive here in the earth, if we're not existing here in the earth? So we need breath. And so those things that we look over and kind of take for granted, because we wake up every day and just get started on our day, on the things that we do. But we always have something to be thankful for. And so because, and I really believe that as we show our gratitude and our thankfulness, is showing our faithfulness and showing God that we're trustworthy. We're trustworthy over the little, over the few. And then he will make us rulers and put us in charge of many. And so right now we're getting ready to enter into the season of being put in charge. We're getting ready to enter into the season of the many. We're getting ready to enter into the season of the bountiful blessing. We're getting ready to enter into the season of the more abundantly. I hope you're hearing me tonight, because now is the time, because God has found you faithful. God has found you faithful. God has found you trustworthy. Because over the few things, he's found you trustworthy in that relationship where the relationship was broken, but it wasn't broken based on any neglect on your hand. Whether it was an intimate relationship with a spouse or a family member or a friend or a job relationship or business endeavor, you have been found faithful and trustworthy because you did the right thing. You did the right thing. You walked in integrity. You stood your ground and you waited on God. And so now I speak to you all tonight, and I speak this into the atmosphere, that the wait is now over. The wait is now over, that we are beginning to move into the season of extra. The season of the overflow. Because we're already in harvest time. But we are about to experience an abundance of harvest. An abundance. You know, you could be It's like taking a trip, a road trip, you know, in your car, and you're doing the speed limit, and you're doing 60 miles per hour, okay? But you got to get to a particular place at a certain time. And so you begin to speed it up. You do 80 miles per hour. So you're going to cover an extra 20 miles in that hour. You know, you might do 100 miles per hour. And you're going to cover 100 miles within that hour. So you're speeding up and you're gaining more ground and covering more territory in less time. And so that's what God is getting ready to do in this season. He's already done it. We're getting ready to experience it. We're getting ready to witness it. It is manifestation time for the more. For the more. Because you appreciate what God has opened doors, the doors that God has opened in your life. And because you were thankful and you were happy for what God has given you and you was faithful though for it. Now it's time for the more. If you're putting you in charge, and when you're in charge of something, there's a mentality that comes with it. There's a Lord like mindset that you have to have. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ our Lord. Christ Jesus is our Lord. So we're getting the mindset. God is definitely doing something with our minds during this season to really get us to see things the way he sees it. And approach things the way he desires for it to be approached. But only the faithful can do that. The faithful servants are the ones that basically live their lives kind of like out on a limb. You know, you're not afraid to fall. You're not afraid to get out there. There's no such thing as fear in your life. Because you trust God and you're hearing from God and you're doing what God is telling you to do, which is unorthodox from the way that the world wants you to do things. Ask. And it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. There's a lot of things that's coming. I can't stress that enough in this season. In this season, because God has found you faithful. God has found you trustworthy. And so he's going to put you in charge over more. To whom much is given, much is required. So that's why God is definitely dealing with our mindsets. Because we can't go into the next phase of our lives. We can't go into the more abundant season of our lives with the less abundant mentality. We have to take our rightful place here in the earth. That's why I know that God is revealing a lot of our identities and who he's called us to be in this season. You're starting to see yourself the way God sees you. And that's where you want to be. You're not worried about man's validation. Because soon as you disappoint man, they write you off all the time. So it's about pleasing God. And when you're focused, and that's your drive to please God, that's your mindset. It doesn't matter if you make a mistake, a slip up, but you recognize, you know, okay, all right, I messed up right here. But your focus is, on the Lord. I want to be pleasing. I want to be pleasing. I want to be pleasing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, Lord. We just thank you for your word tonight, Father God. We thank you for, we just thank you. We just thank you for everything. We just thank you for this season of more abundantly. We thank you for this season of overflow, this season of extra, this confident anointing that's on the horizon to enter into our lives. We thank you for that right now in Jesus' name. If you're not speaking that right now, speak it. Say, Lord, I thank you. Repeat what I'm saying tonight. It's time for us. I'm sensing that in the spirit, it's really time for us to begin to be more vocal in the earth, to be more vocal. So God is going to have us speak. And so we have to be able to yield our tongues to speak what God is needing to be said. So you should never be nervous when it's time to speak. You should never get up thinking about, what I'm going to say. You ain't got to worry about what you're going to say, because when you yield to the Spirit of God, God is going to say what needs to be said. Just turn your tongues over. And so tonight, we turn our tongues over to you, Lord, to begin to speak what you are saying. To begin to talk the talk and walk that walk in this season, so that you would get the glory out of our lives. The blessings that are bestowed, that you bestowed on us, the blessings that we are walking into, the tangible, the spiritual blessings, the growth, all of these things that we're walking into is for your glory. And I'm going to boast in you, Lord. We're going to boast in you, Lord. We're going to tell everybody who did it. We're going to tell everybody, if it had not been for you on our side, where would I be? I would be lost. I would be destroyed, burdened down, stricken. But Lord, we thank you. Thank you for giving us life. And not just any life, but a life more abundantly. Lord, we thank you for the abundance in our health. Health, not just our physical health, but our mental health, our spiritual health, our financial health, right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We write a check tonight of faith. We write a check of faith to make withdrawals. We're making withdrawals tonight in Jesus' name. We're stepping out on your word, Father God. We're stepping out on your word because we sold out for you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Amen. We got some callers. We got some folks in this queue tonight. If you're a first-time caller and you want prayer tonight, just hit 1 on the dial pad, and that would alert me on my end. They updated. It's actually a little hand that raises now. It's nice. Oh, wow. Let's not forget. Let's continue to pray for Randy and Julie. Lord, we just thank you. For Randy and Julie, Father God, we just thank you for their lives, Lord. We just thank you for the structuring, the restructuring that you're doing in their lives for this next sprint. This next sprint. Yes, this next sprint in Jesus' name. I pray protection over them right now in Jesus' name. Protect that anointing in Jesus' name. Feed the blood of Jesus over their health. Yes, hallelujah, over their home, over their vehicles, over their food, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, amen. Oh, I forgot to say that it is, because normally it's my wife's job. She would normally tell us today is December 8th. I know we're 30 minutes in, and it's 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm broadcasting live tonight from Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we are here live in effect. Hearing from God. Hearing from God. So we're going to get to some of these callers. And I'm going to go down this here list. And I'll unmute you. State your name, where you're calling from, and we're going to get to it. Amen. First caller, 623-282. 623-282. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sister Carmen from Texas. God bless.
Hey, Carmen. How are you?
Blessed.
There you go. There's their last. I love it. Oh, it's good to hear from you. It's good to hear from you. Let's pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for karma tonight, Father God. We thank you for the necessary adjustments. The adjustments. I see God realigning some things. Because sometimes it's like I have to have my back readjusted. And as you have to look at me closely to see that my hips are not in a line with each other. You have to really be looking at me closely to even see that I got sort of a little limp when I walk. But to the naked eye, the natural eye, it'll look like I'm in perfect alignment. When I'm walking, but underneath it all, there's I'm out of alignment, and so what God is I see what God is doing. He's taking it some things in your life, and he's taking it to where you're not looking at it from the surface level. He's taking you deeper to make the necessary adjustments that's needed so that everything can flow and operate the way that it was designed to do. Because when you're out of alignment, certain parts of your body has to work harder to keep the movements going. And so God is I see him relieving pain, removing pain, difficulties like barriers and roadblocks or what have you. He's removing those particular things to make the adjustments to get things realigned in its proper place. And so, Lord, yes. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for your glory, your glory being revealed. Through this realignment, God's gonna reveal his glory, his glory. And it was like when Moses went up in the mountain, and God told him, you know, to hide behind the cleft, because you can't look on at God because he's too powerful. And so he said, I'm gonna allow my glory to pass by, you know. And when Moses came down, you know, scripture talk about his hair was white and everything, his skin that changed, it was like he was a light. And I see God's glory being revealed, like things even in your countenance, the light is like turning the wattage up. And where you go, people are gonna see it. People are going to see it. The enemy sees it, but the enemy is going to be tormented by your presence. The enemy is going to be tormented by your presence. And so this realignment, this adjustment that's needed is preparing you for that phase of your life. Yeah. So Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh my goodness. That's part of my message for Saturday. But yeah.
Really?
That's exactly. Those were the same words the Lord gave me, the cleft of the rock.
Wow.
It's already happening. It's already happening. And I know the enemy's mad. He just gets really, wherever I go,
mm-hmm.
he tries to make it look like it's something else. But I know that the enemy's mad and he's intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
I could go on, but I don't want to say much about it because I'm not giving the enemy any glory. But there's a lot of stuff. But and in the physical, I do have. I was walking and I hurt the bottom of my foot from walking on pointy rocks because it was a job I was in, and I felt like the Lord didn't want me to work there anymore, so I had to leave it for several reasons. But He told me to get out, and. The pain persisted, and so one day something popped, and it fell in place. And now the pain is going little by little; it's almost gone. I was even walking funny because of the fact that I was trying to guard that leg from that pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like out of my body was out of place, and so mm-hmm. I'm walking straighter. I'm okay. But God is giving me things in the natural to look at and to bring it into the natural to explain things.
Mm-hmm.
And, I could sense there's something coming. I don't understand it. It's very different from in the past.
Right.
I'm actually like he's got me isolated for a season. I mean, I still go out. But he's had me isolated, and I haven't seen, I didn't understand why. I'm like, Lord, why all the roadblocks? What, you know, but I was at peace at home,
mm-hmm.
regardless. I was at peace, and I kept seeking him, and he just kept giving me more. And it was like, I kept hearing. It was like a flow, a constant flow.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? I'm kind of liking this. I don't think I want to go back out there. I know I do have to go back out there, you know, for the normal life. But right now, I know that the Lord is like, it's like intense.
Mm-hmm.
I hear so clearly and what he's telling me. And as soon as I sit down to start, you know, talking to him, he starts giving me, and filling me up like, like never before. But you're right about that. He's bringing me to a high place where, and I see it. You know, I'm up there, and he's talking to me. What you said, you don't even realize what you said, but that's exactly what he's saying. He's telling me. And so I know it's not just for me. It's to speak to God's people and prepare them because this is a season that's coming, and you're right. He's coming to bless us, but we have to prepare ourselves. This is a season that we have to prepare to know what we have to do in the next months and years.
Yes, because it's definitely calling for a higher level of discipline, discipleship. In this next season. And so and it's like God is really opening us up in this season to have those uncomfortable conversations with those that we claim we love. You know, because a lot of times, you know, we avoid saying things to people that we love because we don't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
And God is removing that train of thought, that way of thinking, because
we open our mouth.
Got to open your mouth, and I really see, like, you really doing that. Like,
yeah, I am.
You at the gas station and someone says, hey, how are you? And you just open up your mouth and you begin to speak what God wants to be said for at that time, yep, for that person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a confirming time. Wow, mm-hmm. That's amazing. That is really amazing, because I definitely saw you. Yes, in that high place. So that's what there was. So God is, he's taking you to the next phase. Because you know when Moses came down, everything was changed based off how he left.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Everything was changed.
And that's how I feel right now. I'm up here, right? I don't want to come down. I don't want to come down. But you know what, Terrence? That's exactly the words that got. Look how it was. Last week I gave a scripture, right? And mm-hmm. it involved that cliff of the rock. And the Lord mm-hmm. took me, even today, he just kept bringing that to me today. And he's bringing me up. And I was like, whoa, this is juicy.
Wow.
But this is for God's people. They got to understand, that we're not here just to bring a word. It's for them to take that, digest it, and, eat it mm-hmm. and digest it and let it be
Absolutely.
Part of them.
Absolutely.
If they don't
live
that.
By it.
Yeah. Yeah. If they don't take that, it's like it's going to go on deaf ears. It's
mm-hmm.
just, it's being a hearer and a doer of what God says. And so if they want to go up higher, they're going to have to do that. We're just going to give them a little bit, and they got to grab the rest. You know?
Right.
And it's good. It's going to be good when they do, because they're not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same.
Yes, it will. That's good stuff.
Jesus.
Thank you.
I won't keep you anymore, because I want my other brothers and sisters to be blessed.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Carmen. I really appreciate you. It's always a blessing to talk with you.
Okay. God bless.
All right. Have a good one. Wow. I hear you, Lord. I hear you. 682-738. I think this is my sister, LaShawn.
Yes. Yes. This is LaShawn from Texas.
How you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm great. How y'all guys doing?
Oh, wonderful. 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 I'm waiting on Tanisha to get back momentarily. Wow. Ooh, I just miss like right now that you are like so hungry. Like I see like hungry, like when your stomach start growling, you hungry, to the point to where you like, ooh, I can't even hold my head up. So hungry. So hungry for the things of God and what the promises, the personal promises, like the promises that God has made to you, the prophetic, the prophecies. You seen things be revealed, but not like this next season is. God gave the word earlier, about moving into this season of confidence, and moving into this season of extra and the more abundant way of living. And this is the time that you have been starving for. And it's time to eat. It's time to eat. Like I hear the dinner bells. Going off and it's time to run on in and prepare to sit down and eat. It's time, and it's like God has basically had you on a fast for this moment, and it's like you've had a season of fasting, and fasting is, of course, far more than just cutting back, from the natural food, but you've cut back, and you've denied even some things in the spirit. Because like everything in the spirit ain't good, you know.
Yes,
you know, because the enemy really tries to get overwhelm us spiritually. And so I see that you have basically fasted in the spirit to not hear from the enemy. You know, in other words, when I say not hear from him, when you heard him, you didn't listen. You didn't allow what he said to overwhelm you. You didn't allow what he said to get you off track, because you've denied it. You've denied it. And so because of your fasting from that, you know, you've conquered it, because you dealt with it in the spirit. You dealt with it in the place, in a particular place, to dispose of it properly. You know, it's just like we have electronic devices, you know, they have these lithium batteries and stuff in it. And we actually supposed to like take these batteries to a disposal spot, so that it can be disposed of it properly, so that it won't affect anybody else, or get anybody sick or per se, or damage the environment. But you've dealt with it in its proper place, so it's been disposed of properly. And so the way Satan has always tried to come at you, he can't win there no more. He can't win there anymore during this season, because God has prepared the table for you. God has prepared the meal for you to come eat and enjoy the fruits of your labor, of your labor. So it's time to eat. It's time to feast. It's time to celebrate. It's definitely a celebration. And it's a well-deserved celebration, and you are the person that's being honored. Like I said, God is like honoring you, like in this season, he's honoring you, just like the scripture earlier, because of your faithfulness. God is putting you in charge. He's putting you in. That's what I got. Hallelujah. We sealed it right now in your blood, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for the Son's mind, Father God, being able to interpret it and being able to see it the way that you see it. You know, that I mean, because like it's really going to get, I mean, like, overwhelming, you know, like you going to be pinching yourself a lot. Like, what is really going on? Like, it's got to be like a for real dream. But the thing is, even when you arrive and you pinching yourself, God is still taking you, giving you like a appetite and a desire for more. So you won't be satisfied. You'll be content and you'll be grateful, but you're going to be wanting more. And the enemy is going to be telling you that, you know, you trying to be greedy. You trying to do this, but no, this is what the Lord is saying. He's giving you the desire for more, not to be greedy, but the desire for more, so that he can do more through you. So he can do more through you. And so we just thank you for your word sticking. We thank you for your word taking root tonight in the son's life for her next, Father God. We thank you for the preparation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the guidance, the vision, the direction, the boldness, the fearlessness. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bind any distractions Amen. Right now in the name of Jesus. We come against any distractions. We come against any leeches Amen. Right now in the name Amen. Of Jesus. We pluck those leeches right now in the name of Jesus. We bind them right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 See, God really like give you like like how Superman could look through walls and stuff. and he could, you know, he could see things. And he can hear things. He can hear things. I see God he allowing you to hear private conversations. Like really hearing conversations that people are having concerning you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for her protection. Repeat the blood of Jesus over her life and her mission. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What's going on, sister?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, that's confirmation from heaven because, you know, if you don't understand the prophetic as a prophet, I'm just, you know, sometimes he give you foresight. I'm telling you, I'll be like, it's like we on. God, when you on his time and he explained to you about the timing, it's so much as when time speed up. It speed up. We can't keep up with it. It speeds up. Then I'm like, okay, what day is it? Where have I been? I mean, it's just unexplainable. For anybody that never experienced, they ain't going to know what you're talking about. But it's like, it speeds up. Like, God revealed to me before my birthday, and I shared this on PGN. I was, you know, spending time with him on my face, and he said, you might as well celebrate. Why are you waiting to November 10th? That's the date of man. That's what's on your birth certificate. But you didn't already turn that age.
Right.
In heaven, you turned that age. You already that age. Your age began when you was in your mother womb. You start developing a time in the age when you was in your mother womb. And I'm like, oh my God, that's deep. That's some deep revelation. So the age that you are is in heaven, not earth. The age that you are is in heaven and not earth. And it's just some things that, like you say, hearing things, like you could see behind the wall and hear things, yes. And I'm like, Lord, I hear things. And I say, Lord, is this you? Because I'm asking him. I want to make sure this ain't nobody else. Is this you? You're right.
Yeah.
I asked him. So that's the type of relationship I have with him. I'm trying to make sure because some things that you see and hear, yeah, he's going to come back and give you confirmation. So I thank God, you know, for the refinding, you know, trying me through the fire because it wasn't easy. And, you know, it's like sometimes you got to put on that bulletproof vest, which is your spiritual warfare clothes because the enemy is coming. But we know through God and standing on this word, you're going to stand. You're going to stand. And you're going to come out not looking like you've been through fire. So I tell you, God is good. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. He's good.
Yes, he is.
He's good.
Yes, he is. Wow.
I'm telling you, when he say rest, when he say move out my way, move out his way. If he say don't worry. You know, don't try to figure it out. Even a situation this week, I had to go to court. And I'm like, well, Lord, what are you trying to do? You know, what's going on? You know, and well, today he started speaking. He was telling me, that what you seen, you ain't for to see no more. You know, just like he did with the Israel. You know, keep going forward. Keep marching forward. Go through that Red Sea because you don't have to look back. Your enemy, you ain't going to see no more. I'm going to fight for you. You ain't going to see them no more. As of today, you ain't going to see them no more.
Wow.
So go run on through that. I done already part that Red Sea. You don't have to worry. This thing is already one thing. When things is done in heaven, when he stamped his approval, it's already done in heaven. So if he's saying, I'm breaking things apart, I'm breaking you, you got your freedom. If it's done in heaven, it's a stamp of approval in heaven, you best believe it's done in your life. It's going to manifest in your life. And there's nothing nobody can do about it because it have been done in heaven. It's a done deal.
Yeah.
It's a done deal. And that's it. It's done.
Absolutely. Say, be it done in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven.
That's right.
Earth is producing what's already been produced in heaven. Yes, that's real. Amen. Wow.
And I tell you, it's so hard to talk to people when you operate in the prophetic and there's a certain call on your life, a certain assignment. It's just hard to talk to people because people are going to be thinking you weird or, you know, you dealing with jealousy and stuff like that. And sometimes we need encouragement. We have to encourage ourselves, but sometimes we need encouragement too. We pour out so much, pouring out. And like you said, them legions, yes, that's confirmation.
Wow.
Sometimes I got to shut down my phone. I have to literally shut down that phone and don't answer the phone because I'm constantly pouring out. And even one time I say, Lord, I'm pouring out. But who going to be pouring it to me? Who's going to be praying for me? But he had to say, don't worry about that. I'm going to show you how to handle it.
Wow.
So, okay.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm excited about that word for you because it's well deserved. It's time, you know, and God has a unique assignment for you, a real unique journey that's worth talking about. It's worth talking
Amen.
About. And yes, yes.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited for y'all too because I'm telling you, honey, I pray for people on PGN and I tell you, I was praying for someone on PGN and he gave me a word and I'm like, wow, I'm right that damn if they ever called in. I got to remember that because my God, just some stuff that God be showing us. But I tell you, you know, I'm pretty sure he already told you, Brother Terrence, it's time. The front runner, it's time. The front runner, it's time. And I'm telling you, when you take off, you're going to take off. It's like you're going to soar. I just can't wait. It's just time for you to take off. It's time for you to stand. It's time for you to do more. I don't know, have you thought about doing podcast, I think that's the name, or you thinking about mentoring men, but it's time. It's just time. Everything is done on God's timing.
Yeah.
And what he gave me today, because of his timing, some of us he had to hide for this time right here. And it's time. It's like the gatekeeper, the watchman. It's time for them to come forth. It's time. It's time for some people that he's been hiding, the nobody, to come forth. It's that time.
Wow.
It's that time.
Ooh, we are seeing that. Wow, because Lord definitely been dealing with me about the podcast.
Really?
Cranking it back up. Yeah, and really just getting it going and being consistent with it because I have several podcast ideas and stuff it's one that I started a while back that he got me revamping right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so yes, wow. So yeah, it is good time.
Hallelujah.
Even during conference, I'm telling you, it's time. It's your time. It's time for you to come forth. He have a platform for you, and it's time. Mm. And he's going to give you more revelation about it.
Mm.
You know, everything is not, shouldn't be spoken out loud, but when he tell you move, I'm like, wow, you know, where did this one come from? Who ordained him? What school did he go to? See, God not raising up them type of people. These are going to be the nobody.
Right.
He's going to be nobody. So if we have to, that's why we have to be still into that timing, and God know the timing.
Mm.
He know the timing. And it's just that time, and I just can't wait to see. And that's for those, you know, even with Randy, you know, those that been very faithful and been waiting, very patient, that been through the storm and back. It's their time. Mm-hmm. It's just the time.
Time. Hallelujah.
Well, amen to that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for your obedience. Hallelujah. I receive it. Definitely.
And it's time for those that have been labored for so long. It's time for those that have been laboring so long to take a vacation, to rest, go to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's time for them. Yeah, it's that time. Don't miss out on that. It's time to take that nice, whatever vacation you've been dreaming of, where you want to go, ask God. He'll provide. And he also revealed that to me. You know, it's time for this person, this particular person, to take a vacation. Everything's going to be okay. It's time.
Wow. Get in position. Yes.
Right?
Take this step. Because I've definitely been like going back in my head, okay, which one I'm going to do first? Which one I got to do, you know? And I just recently was like, okay, Lord, whatever you want me to do, how you want me to do it, I'm just going to start, because you just need to get started. Yes. And, and everything else has already worked out.
That's right. And I just thank the Father for you and your household. I thank the Father for being the head of your household. I thank the Father for you and your beautiful wife. Even though I never seen her, but she's beautiful. I thank the Father for your obedience. So I just ask the Father, if you just loosen up a little bit, loosen your grip, and let him take over, let him take control. And he's going to guide you. He said, you know, my word is like a lamp unto your feet. He's going to lighten up the pathway, because we know Jesus is the light of the world. So, Father God, I ask that you give him creative ideas. Give him the creative idea, because we all need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And, Father God, that you're going to give the insurance, that he's going to know, Terrence, your son going to know, this is where he need to be in your timing, because we are on your timing. And let it be done in his life. Let it be done in his household. Let it be done in his marriage as it is in heaven. Whatever is done, whatever you have assigned to him, Father God, I see a gift box. It's going to be a gift box that's going to be released to you. And when you unravel this gift box, there's going to be a key. Now, Holy Spirit, wherever this key is going to unlock, let it unlock the treasure, and let it unlock the wealth. My God, let it unlock the wealth. You don't have to worry about nothing, because you have been faithful, you have been waiting, and you've been saying, when it's going to be my time, it's time now. God, you're going to know, because it's not going to be stressful and it's not going to be overwhelmed. He's going to make you have peace about it. And when I say peace about it, it's going to be on the inside within your spirit, that this is where you need to be at in this hour, in this season. He's telling you because you have crossed over. And that's the thing. We need to cross over and be on the side. As long as you're on the side with Yahweh, everything else got to line up. And when he touch you, your whole family going to line up. You don't got to worry about it. Your whole family going to line up because of your obedience. So, Father God, I thank you. And I thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do for your son in this hour.
Yes.
I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So, God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. And
thank
I'm telling you.
You,
just let us know when you get that. When you get that. And
I'm
start getting
you.
Comfort.
Wow.
And let me know. Don't be afraid. And that's the thing. If he give it to you, and he give you that creative idea, I want you to do the comfort. I want you to be the host. Do what he tells you to do. He know who need to be on that program. He know who you need to be connected to.
Right.
He know where you need to have the program at. Oh, you don't hear me.
Wow.
Don't be surprised. He say, do it at your own household.
Cool.
Watch God. Watch God. Watch him. Watch him.
Wow. Wow.
Love you. Have a blessed week.
God, we love you too, sister. Wow. We received that. Definitely. That's amazing. Wow. Oh, that's rich. That is rich. Yes, that is rich. Wow. Golly. That's good, LaShawn. That is good. That is good. Wow. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. That's good stuff. Man, you got anything anything you want to pray over specifically? Wow. Goodness.
No.
Wow. Okay, sister. Thank you. We love you.
Thank God. We give him the glory.
Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. He's worthy. All right. God bless you. Man,
God bless you.
Wow. But it's my time. My wife is here now, so I'm finna.
I was listening to him in the car.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, what a powerful show. The words that she gave to Carmen and the revelation that that God has been giving her. I was just really blessed by that. And then with LaShawn, what a powerful word. As far as even her being able to hear conversations, you know, God's going to give her the insight. And then, like she said, it's the timing is catching up, because like you said, with the Lord's Prayer, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. It doesn't say let it be done on earth as heaven wants it to be. It says let it be done on earth as it is. So that means it's already done in heaven. And we're about to see that. We're about to see what heaven has already proclaimed, decreed, declared, what heaven has already spoke over your life, what heaven has already said about your situation, what heaven has already said that, you know, where you were supposed to be, what heaven is going to divide or separate, what heaven has put together. We're going to see it. So I was in the car just shouting. I was trying to get here, and I wasn't speeding, but I was trying to hurry up and get here because I was so excited about that word. Even what she said about you, you know, she didn't know.
Yeah. You heard that too?
I heard it, you know.
No, you was listening.
I was listening. I was listening. And even the verbiage that she said, the forerunner, you know, with a forerunner is somebody who does it first, you know, and this is a word that God has given you, and I'm prophesying over you right now, that things that God is going to have you to do, nobody has done before. And so it's one thing when you're following, when there's a blueprint, when there's a pattern, when there's a mentor, when there's... It's one thing when you're doing something and there's somebody that can help guide you through, but God is making you the forerunner. So you're going to be the mentor. You're going to be the guide. you're going to be the blueprint for other people.
Mm.
Because God, like LaShawn just said, God is bringing the, quote, nobody.
Yeah.
It's bringing them to the forefront. And like she said, people are going to be like, who that? What school they go to? What? Where, you know what I'm saying? Like, where did they even come from?
Mm-hmm.
Because the world has a standard, but God has a standard. When God chose David, he didn't choose David because of his credentials. We didn't hear about Jesse being the son of a king or some prince royalty or nothing. We don't even know who David's mama was.
Right.
He chose David because of what he possessed and has a heart for him. And that's why God is using you as a forerunner, because of your heart. I know you. I'm married to you. We share a last name.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I can say about you is that you love God's people. You love people and you love God.
Mm-hmm.
And you really love God's people. But you love people in general and you love God. And that's what's important to God. It's not about your, you know, your credentials and this. I went to seminary and I studied under this ministry for X amount of time. And I was armor bearer over here and I put the Bibles out. It's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's man's standard. God has a different set of standards. God's ways are not like our ways, and his thoughts are not like our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And so God has chosen you for such a time as this, and like what Sean said, you just got to do it. You just got to move when he say move, and it's different because it's uncharted territory. It's not like it's been done. It's like God telling you to go claim a land that nobody has ever been through before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all this uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
But the certainty is that you'll have success because you're doing it because God told you to do it. It's one thing when you just do your own thing.
Right.
It's a roll of a dice, literally, because you're doing your own thing.
Right.
But when God has called you to do it, success is guaranteed. And that's for everybody listening in tonight. You know, we are entering into a season of accelerated harvest.
Mm-hmm.
We are entering into a season of divine vindication. So
yes.
Things that people have done, whatever, who cares?
Right.
That's already taken care of. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's already done.
Mm-hmm.
You're just waiting for it to manifest. Whatever they said about you, whatever they tried to stop, whatever you think they stole from you, whatever, but leave that where it's at.
Right.
Put it out on the curb so that
right.
the trash man can get it, because it's literally garbage. It's not benefiting you in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Is designed to stink up your life just like trash.
Mm-hmm.
Take that trash out, because I'm telling you what we're entering into. We don't have time for that.
Mm-mm.
We ain't got time for trash. And if you don't recognize and identify trash, ask the Lord to show you the spiritual trash in your life, because we don't have time for it. Leave it at the curb.
Mm-hmm.
Because where we're going into this next season, what we're entering into as this year comes to a close and the next one comes to a beginning is going to be so mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
Like you was telling LaShawn even about what God's doing with her, it's going to be like, you're like, this is a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we fantasize about and what you don't realize is that they really weren't fantasies. God was just using your imagination realm
right.
to get you to have vision for it, even though you thought you was just, you know, just your imagination was running
mm-hmm.
wild. But really, God was tapping into your imagination realm to show you the things that he has for you. And when it happens, you're going to be like, man, I thought that was just a fantasy. I thought it was just a pipe dream.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was a God thing. This is what we're entering into. So all that petty stuff and all that, man, leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it. Just ignore it.
Yes.
Hit the mute button on it. Hit decline. Dang. Do what you got to do.
Delete.
Delete it, because there's no room for it. There's no room for where God is taking us as a body of Christ,
yes.
true believers.
True believers.
Where he's taking us, it's gonna be so mind-blowing, you just don't have time for the petty.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the petty to themselves. They can have a petty party. They can have a pity party and a petty party. And we're not RSVPN. We don't want no tea and crumpets. We don't want to play spin the bottle or pin the tail on the pinata. We don't want to do none of that. Pin the tail on the donkey or hit the pinata. None of it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time. We do not have time. But God is trying to equip us now. I like what Tara said, that we write faith checks. Because
mm-hmm.
faith is the currency of heaven. Faith is what's needed to even please God. I don't care what you do.
Right.
I don't care how many people you lay hands on. I don't care how many Bibles you done read. I don't care how many people you've won over to into the kingdom without faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to please him. We need faith and we need love, because it says you can speak into, what is it talking about? Speak into the tongue of a thousand angels without love. I'm nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It means nothing. God is telling us the things that matter in this life. Faith matters because we can't please him, but love matters.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to focus on that, because we are going to see that Holy Spirit outpour of love and miracles. That's going to continue into 2022, but we're going to see it at an accelerated pace.
Absolutely.
So that's the things that matter, is your faith and love. That's what matters, because we don't even owe nobody nothing but love.
Mm-hmm.
And without faith, it's impossible to please God. And God says to love your enemy. God says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. These are the things that's important. Let's get back to what's important. All that
mm-hmm.
other stuff is distraction.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
And quit carrying that heavy burden of, I don't know. Who cares if you don't know?
Mm-hmm.
He knows. All you got to do is keep waking up. That's all you got to do is keep waking up and trusting God. Because guess what? It's okay not to know everything right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to do it in steps. Because
mm-hmm.
we want to know the end result. Well, what's the end? The end is success.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows the plans he has for you. Plans to prosper you, not for your harm, with an expected end.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it.
And walk in love and walk in faith. And Lord, I just pray over your people right now, Father God, that they would have increased faith, Father God. Give them the thirst and the hunger
mm-hmm.
for your word, Lord Jesus, because your word says that faith cometh by hearing and by hearing the word of God. Let us have a hunger for your hearing your word, like we hunger binge watching things on Netflix, our favorite show, or lending our ear to petty gossip, or going on social media and seeing, keeping up with people who ain't trying to keep up with us, or knowing what the news is saying, or knowing what the political agendas are. Give us that same thirst that we have for that. Let us
yes.
redirect it into the things that matter, and having a hunger and a thirst for your word and for hearing your word.
Yes.
Let our ears not be satisfied unless we hear your word daily, Father God. Like we want to tune into the radio when we go to work, or podcast, or whatever it is that we listen to entertain us. Give us a thirst for the things of substance. Let us stop being entertained.
Mm-hmm.
We use so much of our time being entertained when we could be intertwined
mm-hmm.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
Give us that hunger and give us that thirst. Lord, it's time for us to put away those toys and those childish things, Father God, and to be the mature true believers that you've called us to be. It's time for us to eat the meat
mm-hmm.
and to be able to help those around us who are weak.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need faith right now, Father God, for what's coming.
Yes.
We need the faith to believe that.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We need the faith to be pleasing to you. And ultimately, that's what we want to be. We want to be pleasing to you. We want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, at the end of our time on this side of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, if we don't have faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please you.
Mm-hmm.
So help us, Father God, get a focus for the things that matter, not the superficial, not the artificial, not the temporary, but the things that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank you for it, Father God.
Thank
Let
you,
us
Lord.
Receive it by faith,
still
in the blood of Jesus. And we pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come in on fire.
I did, because, I mean, you had me fired up just when I was listening in and hearing what Carmen was saying and what LaShawn was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's confirmation to what God has been, you know, speaking to me in my private time. And it's just time as a body. It's just time for us to really take hold of what God is saying. Like LaShawn was saying, when you're a prophetic person and you operate in the prophetic, you know, you don't move like everybody else moves,
mm-hmm.
but you know what you know that you know. And so for me, it's like, you know, I'm seeing something and I just want you to get it so bad
mm-hmm.
because I see it. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's already real to me. I already have faith for it. And so I want you to take hold and have faith for it too. So when you hear other, you know, believers saying the same thing that, you know, God is telling you, just, it really just fired me up. So I'm really excited. I hope you guys are taking hold of what God is saying, what God is doing. I know Randy is starting to do a teaching even about, I think last night it was, he was talking about the Jews and the Gentiles and what it means to be that. I'm going to have to go back and re-listen to it. But God is really giving us some meat right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving us some meat, and it's for our benefit. It's for our growth, and it's for the next season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, winter is ending. We're coming into spring.
Absolutely.
Where things grow.
Absolutely.
Where things grow. So I'm excited about that.
They come forward.
Yeah.
They coming forward in this next season. All right, we got a few more calls. We're going to do area code and prefix because we got 10 minutes left before we clear it off so Randy can get on and bless us more this evening. All right, we're going to go 832-231. Lord, we thank you for 832-231. We thank you for like God is revealing pride. Like he's teaching you like how to handle things like properly, because the pride of life, things like that can get you caught up. Pride comes right before destruction,
mm-hmm.
And you know, we'll use the term, you know, you gotta have take pride in the things that you do, but a lot of times we use it out of context and we use it wrong. So God is going to teach you how to properly pride things, in taking pride in the things that God loves, taking pride in the things that God loves, and he's opening your mouth like. You've been very reluctant to speak. You've been very reluctant to do certain things that the Holy Spirit is telling you to do. And so I see God shifting you now to begin to do that, to start walking in that assurance, in that boldness, in knowing that it is God-led, is God-led. And not, you know, overthinking it, and talking yourself out of things. But God's going to use you to talk yourself into the right things,
mm-hmm.
by taking pride in what God desires. Taking pride in what God desires, because sometimes we keep silent when we're dealing with people that we know. And we can see them, you know, and we claim we love them, but we ain't sharing the words of love. And we come in agreement with people just doing things that's not needed. You not to have to say it all the time, but God is going to give you a time to say things, because you don't need to be nagging nobody about nothing,
right.
You know, worrying nobody about their issues, but. He's basically showing you how to take a stance and to love people through and love people to that place that God wants you to be at. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. Amen. 803-991.
No, we thank you for 803-991. We thank you for the shooting star. I see the Lord putting you on display like a shooting star. Because shooting stars stand out from the other stars, because the other stars they're just, you know, they're there. We see them, we identify them, but a shooting star has movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so we identify it. People, you know, people like even stargazers and people who are really into, you know, astronomy. They get excited about shooting stars, because just that movement is the difference. I'm pretty sure there's some other scientific stuff that I'm not going to get into because I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but we're talking about from an aesthetic standpoint. And I see God really making you a shooting star, like you standing out amongst the other stars and people getting excited about you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one thing if you're trying to stand out and you're a star among stars, and you're a star among stars, you know, mm-hmm. and that's fine. But I see God making you a shooting star. So mm-hmm. you're going to stand out. That's the only difference. When we look up at shooting stars. So Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you for the standing out and the coming out from amongst the crowd, the coming out from amongst the peers, the coming out from amongst the similars, some people who are similar, and showing who they are, what the difference is, and the difference is Christ that resides in them. And so let people be excited about them and let them stand out amongst people, where people will crowd to that and be drawn to it and want to see it and want to hear what they have to say. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 903-918. Lord, we thank you for 903-918. Father God, we thank you for the pestilence, being released, the pestilence being released. Everything that has come against you, every roadblock, every no, every denial, every look over, I see like it being plagued with a disease, it being plagued to where it can't operate, it can't function, and so the things that are not of God that try to attack you won't function anymore. It can't function. The mission that it has, the obligation that it has to destroy your life, is the one thing that it's trying to do to you is what's going to happen to it. And so, Lord, we just thank you for a revelation. We thank you for eyes being open and ears being open to see and hear what's needed.
Mm-hmm.
What's needed. Your wants are what God wants. Your wants are what God wants. And so walk in it in Jesus' name. Amen. 919-426.
Well, we thank you for 919-426. So thank you for the excitement. We thank you that they are getting excited and don't even quite know why they're getting excited, but they're getting excited by faith. You know, when we look at the faith chapter, right, it talks about how our Bible heroes did all these things by faith, but we mm-hmm. see the fruition. We see we are on the other side of what already happened by us reading the Bible mm-hmm. because we get to read every stage of their life. We get to read the beginning when Abraham said, just follow me. Abraham didn't know what was going on at that time, mm-hmm. but we have the beauty and the honor of being able to read it after the fact. So we get to even read it from when he didn't know. And then when he was in the middle, and then when he was in the end, and then even now, how we're still reading about it, and how now he is called the father of our faith. Mm-hmm. And so we see that what comes by doing things by faith, that it's not just you doing it, like by faith I'm doing this and then nothing happens. We don't see that in the word of God. We see by faith, they did it by faith, and it manifested.
Mm-hmm.
And so by faith, get excited.
Mm-hmm.
Get excited. You don't have anything, quote, unquote, to be excited about. You do.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't see it. But get excited right now by faith, because what God is about to do is exciting. Amen. That's all you need to know. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 828-989. Father God, we just thank you for the push. We thank you for the desire. See, God, really increasing your desires for beautiful things, for things of quality.
Mm.
Opening you up to live a true reality, like the reality that the world tries to make reality isn't that. It's not your reality. The world looks at the limitations, you know. But God is going to have you look at it as it being limitless. You're not looking at the cutoff. You're looking at how far. You know, you're looking beyond what man says. So you could be denied for something. Man could tell you that it's a no, but that's not what you're going to believe. It's not what you're going to believe.
You believe in what God has said, because you to believe for yes. And so we just thank you for it being done in your life. Yes and amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. 850966.
Lord, we thank you for 850966. We thank you for the coming forth. It's like God has impregnated you, and now it's that time for that thing that he's pregnated you with to come forth. It's like a baby, you know, when a woman conceives, it has to go through a development stage. It's a timing thing, because if you do it too soon, there's things that are undeveloped, and that can cause the baby difficulty. And so I see God has impregnated you with vision, and now it's coming forth. It's a timing thing. Now is the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time now. Like a woman, when it's time for a woman to give birth, she can't decide no. Because mm-hmm. when it's time, it's just time. There's really nothing you can do about it. Once that water breaks and it's time, you can't say nope. You got to stay in there for another 2 months. No, when it's time, it's time, and now is the time. It's coming forth now. 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 We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 608-960.
Oh. Lord, we thank you for 608-960. We thank you, Father God, for favor. I see you really operating in a season of favor, and it's going to be unexplained.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can't explain it. People are going to say, well, how's that happen? And you're going to say, ain't nothing but God, because there's no rational explanation in the natural. Just accept it. Just thank God for it, because you're going to see doors open that no man can close, and doors closed that no man can open, that is going to be beneficial to you and beneficial to your family. It's like I see God giving you a skeleton key when it comes to locked doors that you're meant, and you and your family are meant to walk through. A skeleton key. You know, a skeleton key can open any door. And that's what you've been given. A skeleton key. And a skeleton key can lock doors too. So it doesn't matter the door type or lock. You're going to have the keys to be able to do just that. To open the doors that need to be opened. And no man will be able to shut it, and close doors that need to be closed that no man will be able to open. So we just thank you for that. Let it all be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. I tuned in late. My sweetheart had to go. But be sure to call back in around 8:45. Randy will be on at 9. When you call back at 8:45, hit 1 so you can go into the queue and he can know you want prayer. Typically on Wednesdays, he prays over everybody after he gives a message. Exciting times that we're in. So, thank you again for tuning in. We love you. We're always praying for you and keeping you lifted. And like I said earlier, get excited about what's happening and where we're going in the season that we're entering to, and put your focus on the things that's important. Release the petty things. Release the trivial things. It's just time to let that trash out. By faith, just dump that stuff out on the curb. And let the trash man get it, because where we're going, we don't have time for it. I love you. Talk to you guys soon.